He chose for the work only the best qualified experts, the best qualified, that is, in matters of underground work. Rees pointed out that when the Nazi Party gained control in Germany, the apparatus of the party was simply transferred over to the apparatus of the state. Now, when the party wished to go underground and still retain its organization, all it had to do was simply to act in reverse order. That is, to transfer, or more accurately perhaps, retransfer, the apparatus of the state into the party apparatus, a not-too-difficult enterprise since both apparatuses were still organized along parallel lines, he explained. According to Rees, some misgivings about the fate of Germany arose even before the defeat of the Sixth Army at Stalingrad. He reported on a private meeting on November 7, 1942, in Munich, between SS Chief Heinrich Himmler and Hitler's top lieutenant, Martin Bormann. This meeting occurred only 2 days after Allied armies had landed in North Africa. Himmler later confided the topic of the discussion, telling his most trusted associates, "It is possible that Germany will be defeated on the military front. It is even possible that she may have to capitulate. But never must the National Socialist German Workers' Party capitulate. That is what we have to work for from now on." In May 1943, in the wake of the defeat at Stalingrad, Rees and German industrialists met in Chateau Hugel near Essen, home of the Krupps, and reviewed the situation of their nation. "The decision was to distance German commerce from the Nazi regime," Rees wrote, adding, "All future changes discussed at the meeting centered around the idea of divorcing German industry as far as possible from Nazism as such. Krupp, von Bohlen and Halbach, and I, G-Farben director, George von Schnitzler, declared that it would be much easier for them to work after the war if the world were certain that German industry was not owned and run by the Nazis." He said that Göring, as well as other influential party men, saw eye to eye with him on this, and would consent to any arrangement that did not involve the prestige of the party. Rees explained why these captains of industry faked a divorce from Nazism rather than mounting genuine opposition, because they had prospered under Hitler. He had liberated them from the threat of worker unions and strikes, kept taxes much lower than other industrialized nations, and brought them unprecedented profits through his rearmament program. "But all these are only symptoms," wrote Rees. "More important than these symptoms is the fact that the Nazis as a dynamic movement had assured German big businessmen of basic conditions far more favorable than those they enjoyed under the Republic or even under the Kaiser."